This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. Really excited to be with you today. This is where I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten your learning curve in your jazz journey. Have another great question today from Joss Martin Swinkles. Let's give it a listen.
Okay, here's my question. Hello, my name is Joss Martin Swinkles from Greece. And my question is, Brent, you've been saying that when you're improvising, you shouldn't really be thinking about what you're playing, but you should just play what comes out, what comes into you at that moment. On the other hand, when we're learning standards, we're supposed to learn the chord progressions. So now I'm a little bit confused. I can understand that it's very important to learn the chord progression of a standard, but my question is, when you're at a jam session and you're playing an improvisation solo, should you really be thinking of that chord progression at that moment? Because then a lot of freedom of the solo will be gone. So please, a little bit of clarification on this. Thanks.
That's a great question. And it's important to reemphasize that I say this all the time, and it's not just me. It's really anyone who will tell you about how to get great at playing improvisation is that if you are thinking, as in actively thinking, like consciously thinking too much while you're trying to improvise and play, you're just not going to be able to do it very well, right? Or at least you're not going to be able to do it at a very high level. Because when you're improvising, you need to be allowing your subconscious to be taking over and more of like, honestly, your instincts and your natural ability to just play that needs to be kicked in. Right. But I want to just point something out here when Joss Martin was talking to me, right. When he was giving his question, he had a question in mind, right. The question was, how do I not think when I improvise, when I'm supposed to be thinking about chord changes and all that stuff. So before he pressed the record button, he had thought about what that question was going to be. Maybe he thought about it a little bit more than that. And wanted to plan a few things he was going to say. I kind of highly doubt it just by listening to his question there. What a lot of what he was doing was improvising, right? He had a question, he had a framework that he wanted to talk around, and then he started doing the talking, and the words were just kind of coming out at him, and he was, you know, extrapolating a bit and giving some context in some places and then coming back to his question again at the end. So he did all of that. He improvised all of that. And I'm doing the same thing right now talking, right? I know what this episode is about. I know that I'm talking to you right now about how do you not think when you improvise, right? But I mean, I'm really improvising as I go along as well. I'm drawing upon my over a decade of teaching music and playing music and the, you know, literally like 400 plus podcast episodes and hundreds of videos I've done and, you know, 20 plus courses and books I've created. Like, all, you see what I'm saying? All of that. Did I mention like the years of college I went to music school and the private lessons I've done, like all of that knowledge and that information and the listening of music I've done, all of that comes together to where I'm able to talk about this to you and of course also my command of the English language, right? What's the point that I'm trying to make right now? The point that I'm trying to make is the way that we get to a point when we can improvise without thinking is through preparation. Okay, the way that we get to a place where we're not thinking so much while we're improvising is through preparation. It's through understanding the basics, like what are the chords of the song? How do I build those chords? How do those chords connect together in a chord progression? What are a few notes that I can play over these chords when I improvise, right? What are some jazz lines I've learned in the past? All of the stuff that I regularly recommend you do on this podcast to improve as a jazz improviser, and just to name a few, it's just learning songs, it's, you know, composing your own jazz solos, it's learning jazz solos, it's taking things through all 12 keys, and working on technical elements of your instrument, like if you're a guitar player, learning voicings and chord melodies and blah, 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 right? We can go on. All of this stuff that I suggest you do, right? You have to think about it first. You have to put in that effort. And then over time, not overnight, but over time, this stuff becomes more and more natural to you, right? The more times you've played all the things you are, right? Perhaps by the 50th or the 100th time you've played all the things you are, you're not thinking about those chords a lot as much, right? And then after you've learned maybe 10 or 20 jazz standards, the next jazz standard you learn, you know, it's not going to be as difficult to learn that one or remember what the chords are. Why? Because you've gone through and done the work of A, learning parts of it by ear, hopefully, you know, getting better at memorizing things, getting better at recognizing chord progressions, being better at hearing them. Maybe you've done some work of analyzing those chord progressions so that you're not thinking about every chord, but you're thinking about chord progressions like 2-5-1 to the relative major, that kind of stuff. The more you do that work is when you start thinking less when you improvise, right? So it's that preparation. But the other side of it to me is like literally deliberate decisions to not think, right? All this is way easier said than done, of course. Let's just point that out. That has to be said. All this is way easier said than done. But we can exercise that muscle. And of course, I've recommended many times on this podcast, but it's important to always repeat myself because that's how people learn. That's how I learn. It's hearing the same thing over and over again and then finally doing something about it is, you know, you could practice stuff like just playing free, like not even like just thoughtless playing. Right? I'm just rushing through something there really quickly for the sake of the podcast episode. But the point being is that you can just sit with your instrument and forget about chords and forget about playing the right notes and just react to what you're doing, right? That's training you to think less. Not, oh, am I in the key of G still? Am I playing the 2-5-1 still? Am I doing this or am I doing that still? It's training your head to get into a space where you're in a reaction state rather than just a thinking about what to play state, right? So playing free is something that I'll continue to recommend. Just playing whatever comes to mind, just spending sessions, just doing that because you're exercising that muscle that you need to gain to be able to do this. So in summary here, right, preparation meets the actual decision to think less, right? To exercise the muscle of thinking less. And I'm not here to say to you today that that's really easy to do. And I'll talk a little bit on our Fast Track Friday episode. I'm going to talk a bit about the flow state because that's really what I'm ultimately talking about is getting to the flow state in improvisation. And I'll fully disclaim right here and now that I've been outside of the flow state while improvising many more times than I've been in the flow state. But when you get to the flow state, that's when the best music can happen. And that just goes to show you that this stuff I'm talking about isn't easy. It's just that we're trying to get more towards that direction to improvise at a high level. All right, so that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of quality practice time. As always, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Hit that follow, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any episodes. And we'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.